For I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals who want to grow by learning new things, stoking the fires of their creativity, and getting inspired. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 36, The Creative Struggle. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/36. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. The other day I had coffee with a good friend of mine. He's an illustrator, and we started talking about the struggle found in the creative process, and that he was really fascinated with what people struggle with and how they get through it. And so he asked me what I struggle with, and while I don't feel like I had a good answer at the time, I spent time thinking about his question. What do I struggle with? And I came up with three things that I guess you could say that I struggle with in the creative process. The first is that I struggle with coming up with new ideas. I want to edit myself. I want to compare an idea to what maybe exists already. And there's sometimes just a very much lack of drive to get out of the gate. And I've always kind of struggled with this aspect of creativity as far back as I can remember. I would be in meetings where it was expected of me to shoot from the hip and come up with ideas immediately, and I never really worked that way. And so for me, it became this fear that I wasn't good enough because I couldn't come up with ideas on the spot. The second area that I struggle with is with fear and doubt. Fear and doubt specifically that I will either repeat myself or even contradict myself. It's not fear that I'm going to be good enough or that my work will be good enough, but just that fear that I've done this before, that it seems familiar, that, well, you said something different in a previous episode, or this goes against what you did in a previous video. The third area is that I struggle with motivation and drive after a long project is over. And it's that motivation and drive to start the process all over again, to find the clients, to find the work, to find the money. And I get tired. I really struggle with just starting over and getting going again. And the more that I do it, it never gets easier. It always is a struggle. So if those are my three struggles, I had to think, how do I overcome those struggles? I overcome the struggle of coming up with new ideas by reading. I read a lot of different types of books, from fiction to nonfiction to comics to film studies. I watch movies, and I also write. And it's important for me to write because if new ideas just stay up in my head, they end up getting lost. I have to write them down, and I spend a lot of time either longhand writing in notebooks or typing into the computer, and I just have to organize those thoughts. I overcome the struggle with fear of doubt by just trusting my process. I just go through the process every time of what I call the plan, the action, the edit, and the launch. I trust that growth is going to be found in the doing of the process instead of worrying about whether I'm good enough or not, worrying about whether I'm repeating myself or not. I overcome the struggle with motivation and drive by taking time to refuel and reset myself. I have to allow myself to seek new ideas, to be lazy even, to allow myself the grace to do absolutely nothing. So that's what I struggle with and how I overcome it. So I have a question for you. What is your creative struggle? What part of the process do you hate? And what part of the process do you wish was something that you didn't have to do? So I want to share 7 ways to work through your creative struggle. First, identify and document your creative struggles. This simply means writing down those things that pop up that you hate doing or that are always a struggle to do, because those are the things that if you don't write them down, you're just going to wonder why you're struggling with those things. And maybe you get frustrated or you stop doing a creative project because of a struggle that if you had written it down, you would have been able to identify and work through. Second, seek accountability from friends and confidence. That means that talk to your friends about what you're struggling with. Just because you are creative doesn't mean that friends that aren't creative or claim they're not creative can't help you with. Friends hold up a mirror and help us see into our lives where we're struggling. And that's the whole point of having friends, is to when they need help, you can help them. And when you need help, they can help you. Third, focus on the why. Focus on your why. Why are you doing what you do? Simon Sinek has a famous TED Talk called Start With Why, and it really comes down to this idea of why are you doing what you're doing? What is at the core of your purpose? And if you can keep your eyes on that core, it'll make the struggle worth something. It won't just be, oh man, I'm doing this for whatever reason. I'm doing it for money, or I don't know why I'm doing it. It's like, I know exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. And focusing on that will help you get through those tough times. Fourth, similarly to focusing on your why, is keeping your audience in mind. Oftentimes when I'm behind on the production schedule for my podcast or even struggling with coming up with ideas, I think about the audience and think, I can't not do this week because there's someone out there that's looking forward to this podcast. And that helps get me motivated to work. And tonight is a great example. I'm recording this on a Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. and I launch it tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And so, you know, I've had a long day. I'm tired. But you know what? I'm keeping that audience in mind because I want to make sure that tomorrow when the podcast is scheduled to go, that there's something there. Fifth, never stop learning. There's the saying, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. Well, I say, if you never stop learning, you can teach an old dog anything that you want. Because we're humans, we're not dogs, and we need to keep learning, we need to keep our minds active, and we need to keep trying new things each and every day. Sixth, a friend of mine sent me an article, and it had mentioned that sometimes if you want to grow through a creative struggle, is that instead of focusing on your strengths, work through and focus on your weaknesses or things that you're not good at. I thought that was a really interesting way to think about creative struggles, is that instead of it being this idea of working through monotony all the time and doing the same thing every time, what about focusing on things that you're not good at? Move beyond those strengths. Seventh and finally, if you constantly give yourself excuses as to why you can't do something or why you're struggling, they're eventually going to get old and they're going to prevent you from getting your work done. It's so easy to get caught in the cycle of making an excuse instead of just doing the work. So here is an insight into some of my creative struggles and seven ways that I hope that you can work through your own creative struggles. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I would appreciate it if you would share it with your friends. And you can subscribe on iTunes. Feel free to leave me a review there letting me know how I'm doing. I would greatly appreciate it. Reach out by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at CM Studios on Instagram, or at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected by signing up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As you go about this week creating the work that you do each day, keep on fighting and working through the hardships and struggle. Your creative voice is needed. It's worth it. Now get out there and get to work.